This week on The Marquee, we've got classic wizards and war criminals. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Disney's Oz, the Great and Powerful, is the prequel to 1939's The Wizard of Oz. In this adventure, Oscar, a young magician, accidentally finds out he's not in Kansas anymore, but is actually in the faraway world of Oz. Tasked with fixing the woes facing Oz and its inhabitants, he must also contend with three witches, some of which question his abilities and ethics.
Nomi Rapace reunites with her Girl with a Dragon Tattoo director, Niels Ardenopliv, for Dead Man Down. The gritty crime thriller stars Rapace and Colin Farrell as two desperate people who are both looking for their own kind of revenge. It looks intriguing, but I'm going to take the fact that it didn't screen for anyone, anywhere, as a bad sign.
Opening at the Drexel, Emperor explores the controversial decision of whether to put the Japanese Emperor on trial for war crimes after the country's surrender in World War II. Tommy Lee Jones stars as General Douglas MacArthur, and Lost's Matthew Fox stars as his protege, General Bonner Fellers.
Opening at the Gateway, based on the best-selling graphic novel, the edgy animated film The Rabbi's Cat follows a widowed rabbi and his sharp-witted talking cat on a 3D journey across 1920s Africa.
Yazzie is the sequel to the Israeli film Yazzie and Jaeger from 2002. 10 years after the events of the first film, Yazzie is still having problems moving forward after the death of his lover, Jaeger. While traveling on vacation, Yazzie encounters an out soldier that stirs romantic feelings that he thought he buried with Jaeger.
Or, for more of this winter's hits and misses on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to check out Kathryn Bigelow's Zero Dark Thirty, Judd Apatow's This Is 40, Billy Crystal in Parental Guidance, or The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. But for my pick this week, I'll choose Oz the Great and Powerful. It's far from an instant classic, but the kids will love the vibrant sets and the gimmicky 3D, so it makes a decent pick for family movie night.
I have to admit I'm pretty curious about Dead Man Down. I like Colin Farrell, Noomi Rapace is growing on me, and it's been a while since there was a really good, gritty revenge film. But Oz the Great and Powerful sort of surprised me, especially considering I'm not a huge fan of the original.
Or if your weekend plans don't include a trip to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Wreck-It Ralph. Disney's Oscar-nominated animated adventure stars John C. Reilly as a video game bad guy who sets out on a mission to prove his worth. But after he leaves his game, he unwittingly unleashes a deadly virus that could destroy every game in the arcade. With its clever animation and lovable characters, this arcade caper is a little longer than it needed to be, but it's sure to entertain video game lovers of all ages.
Red Dawn is a remake of the teen Cold War film of the same name. In this update, Thor's Chris Hemsworth takes over the role of Jed, previously played by Patrick Swayze, who leads a team of teenagers in guerrilla warfare against the invading North Koreans. It's just as silly as the original film, but it isn't nearly as much fun to watch.
In the rom-com Playing for Keeps, Gerard Butler plays a down-on-his-luck former soccer star who decides to move to a small town in an attempt to regroup and reconnect with his son.
The French drama The Untouchables follows the unlikely friendship of a rich paraplegic and his ex-con artist turned caretaker. If none of this week's new releases grab you, then you can always check out one of this week's catalog releases, including Steven Spielberg's Holocaust epic Schindler's List, the goofy sci-fi western Westworld, or Buster Keaton's College.
Well, my pick this week is an easy one. Disney's Wreck-It Ralph may have lost the Oscar to Pixar's Brave, but with its action-packed story and fun character cameos, this family-friendly adventure perfectly captures the whimsical world of classic video games.
I'm torn between recommending Wreck-It Ralph and Westworld. One's a legitimately good film, while the other is laughable now at best. But both are retro-minded in their own way.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Feuding Magicians and a Critical Call for Help. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and moviesHateYouToo.com.
Until next week,
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.